Gunners and Alley when you wake up.
Waking up next to
Gunners and Alley, the perfect blend for breakfast.
91.7 The Wave.
Dan Hartman, before that, I Can Dream About You. It ran about 12 past 6. Morning, Alan.
I'd love to be dreaming right about now instead of awake at the hours that we get up.
What,
oh, my gosh.
What got you up so early this morning, Alan?
Seth woke up at about, well, I was already awake, but he came tearing into the bedroom at about 4:15, and he's actually here right now sitting on my lap. Say hello, Seth. Nope, he's not going to say anything. He's pretending that he's shy, but he actually isn't. You'll probably hear him a bit later on.
Okay. Mark Swim passes up for grabs today, of course, with the weather that we've been having. That's Seth.
There he goes. Bashing his monster trucks.
It's Gunners and Alley for breakfast, featuring Seth, who's in the background speaking on his banana telephone. Hey, mate, how are you going?
Oh, that is hilarious.
So Gunners and Alley with Seth this morning. Special guest, Bruce Springsteen. Hello, mate. Hungry heart at round about 21 to 8. You can take him along to the swimming pool, Alley.
I can indeed. I would love to take him along to the swimming pool right now. My name's Mum. So if you would love to take the family along for this amazing family swim pass, I mean, there's nothing like cooling down by the pool or chilling with your pals, also scoffing hot chips. That's one of my favourite things to do.
You can do all of this. Mark hot chips. You've
like, we have a relationship.
I think you do.
Yeah, we do. They are amazing. You can go into the indoor pools, the outdoor pools. There's the kids' playland, and they do the inflatables sometimes as well. So absolutely fantastic.
Do you know where we went?
Where did you go?
To the Royal Show.
We went to the Royal Show. That was back in October. Yeah. Okay, there you go.
You've got a good memory, haven't you?
But if you'd love to go along to the Mandurah Aquatic and Rec Centre with this family swim pass, call up right now.
Gunners and Alley for breakfast with special guest young Seth, who's had some flavoured milk. Here we go. On this Bring Your Child to Work Day. So he's absolutely full of beans this morning. Now, it's not actually Bring Your Child to Work Day, but some days mums will relate. You've got to bring your kid to work. So Seth sitting in as we give away those Mark family swim passes. 91.7 The Wave, good morning.
Hello, how are you?
Good, how are you? And who are you?
Teresa.
Hey, Teresa.
Hello.
It's Teresa. Would you like to go along to the Mandurah Aquatic and Rec Centre with the family swim pass?
Yes, I'd love to.
You can take my son if you like.
Yeah, please.
More the merrier.
We're speaking with Teresa. Teresa has just won a Mark swimming pass for the whole family. That's pretty good, isn't it, Seth?
All right. Congratulations, Teresa. Let me grab all your details and those swimming passes are all yours.
Mom! Great, thank you.
Ali's Random Facts.
Now, of course, Taylor Swift has broken records by winning 29 AMAs in her lifetime of releasing music. But did you know in 2014... Taylor Swift accidentally released 8 seconds of White Noise on iTunes for $1.29. It became number one in Canada almost immediately before being removed.
Oh, Canada.
People will buy anything.
8 seconds of White Noise and they paid it what? $1.29 for it.
They sure did. They just saw Taylor Swift and thought, oh, I'll have that.
And all they got was this. Yeah, not money well spent. But amazing.
The absolute pulling power of Taylor Swift.
Escape, aka the Pina Colada song from Rupert Holmes.
I like Pina Coladas.
Thought you might say that.
Do you like Pina Coladas?
Oh, look, I'd prefer just a straight vodka.
Or a mojito. Yeah,
I'm
but
not
as far as cocktails go, the Pina Colada is pretty inoffensive.
Yeah, look, as long as it's not too rich and milky.
Yeah, because it's that coconut milk they make it with, isn't it?
Yeah, you'd know.
I like them. But only one. You can only have one pina colada. Okay, moving along.
You stopping at one? I don't think
so. Well, pina colada.
They don't make them like that anymore. June. David Bowie's Rebel Rebel and the Cars before that, Shake It Up, 25 past 7. Speaking of being shaken up, you may have heard the news yesterday regarding Today Tonight, the locally produced program on Channel 7, which has been running successfully for over 2 decades.
I know.
It was axed yesterday, which came as a bit of a shock.
It was such sad news, wasn't it? Monica Koss was on it for over 20 years.
And, of course, our old mate Mark Reddings as well. Yeah. He did a spot on that.
And it's a bit sad. They did a lot of Western Australian stories focusing on families or dodgy landlords. Heartwarming features. It's a bit sad that localised content is no more.
That along with Sunday Night, which was that great investigative program
that they had.
And these are the programs that report on a range of issues like you touched on, like politics and dodgy service providers and scammers and some good news stories as well. So some sad news. Wednesday, which means my turn to do the hard word. And today I've gone with demagogue.
Demagogue. Is it something to do with Stranger Things like the Demogorgon? Or a demodog?
Well, possibly.
Give me my options, please.
Is it a leader who seeks support by appealing to popular passions, a piece of horse tackle used for training purposes, very popular in Europe, or C, an area used by a congregation before entering buildings where services are held?
I think it's A.
Did you know that straight away?
Pretty much.
Is that your final answer?
I don't know. I'm just going with A because it seems most likely.
Why does it seem most likely?
I don't know.
There must be a reason why you went for that one.
Well, synagogue, you've made that up as demagogue because that's just something you would do. I can see your train of thought. Unless that's what it's called, then I feel pretty stupid.
No, you're right.
Okay.
So the other option was a piece of horse tackle used for training purposes.
You went too long with that one. If you've probably said not the Europe thing, I might have been fooled into that one. But with A, I was like, no, that has to be it.
Your deduction is next level. You're right. A leader who seeks support by appealing to popular passions, a demagogue.
I still like the Demogorgon or the Demodog from Stranger Things.
Demodog. We'll have another hard word tomorrow right here at The Wave.
Listen live or listen whenever you want. Gunners and Ali Daily Podcast, 917thewave.com.au.